sure to go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with a Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. September's nominees are cornerback Jonathan Joseph, defensive tackle Tim Jamison, and safety Shiloh Kao.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. N-Network. In your neighborhood. In case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Pre-game meal.
Pre-game meal, I eat spaghetti, I eat a salad, and with my salad, I eat chicken with my salad. And then get a spaghetti.
Three things you travel with at all times.
Games, right?
Mm-hmm.
My ball. Definitely got to have my ball. iPad, which is my playbook, and my Bible.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to rap. I listen to Young Jeezy, Future, a lot of guys out of Atlanta.
Favorite movie of all time?
Money Talks.
Best athlete in your family?
My sis can ball. Big sis can ball too, but.
You know they might be watching.
I say my dudes.
Who's that?
Mama.
Your mom? What did she do?
Basketball, baseball, volleyball, track. She did it all.
I got to tell you, Mark, wherever I go, it seems people are talking about DJ Swearinger. He's just become a fan favorite everywhere.
He's impossible to ignore. You know, they talk about leadership and everything. Look, he's one of those battery guys, spark plugs, okay? Gives energy to everybody. You want him in the locker room, you want him on the field, and he makes plays. I mean, he's forcing all these turnovers.
Well, will he be on the field? Obviously, he had a little elbow issue. Coach Bill O'Brien referred to him as Dr. Swearinger earlier this week, but an update on his status for the Giants.
So you're asking me to update the status of a Bill O'Brien coach player? Are you kidding? I'm the mind reader, okay? I can read Bill O'Brien. No way. You know how this works. We'll see on Sunday.
Well, he said he thought he would be good to go, but let's talk a little bit more about that game. Just the biggest challenges, specifically this offense Eli Manning posed for the Houston Texans defense?
Well, the Giants are moving the football. You know, they're gaining yards. Manning can still throw the ball. Doesn't get the same kind of protection he's always enjoyed. The thing is, they're turning it over, and that's good for the Texans. You hope that they can keep this takeaway barrage going, as the Texans are +5 in turnover margin, tied for second in the league. And Manning and the Giants had 4 cough-ups against the Cardinals last week. Huge reason why they lost that football game. If they suddenly take care of the football, this is a much taller order to win this football game. So you got to keep that going. Want to keep Foster going in that ground game and play Texans ball, which is grind that clock, make some big plays to the air when you have to, and just keep the good times rolling.
Well, Arian Foster did say that he felt this was a very pivotal game coming off the first 2 wins for the Houston Texans. And you look at the flip side, the Giants are 0-2, almost to the point where a home game for them, being down 2 games, this is a must-win for the Giants this early in the season.
Yeah, when you go to 0-3, their chances are really dead. So 0-2, you feel like you win this one if you're in New York and you're off and running. They have Washington the week after the Texans. Crucial, you know, Arian said pivotal. Every week in the league is pivotal. And I think that the coaching staff is getting the players to buy in on that, how every week is crucial. So go ahead and treat it that way. If you get it, great. You move on. Next week is crucial. If you don't, it's still crucial, obviously. So go ahead and do your best against the Giants. I think that they got all the tools to win. They got to put it all together and get the job done.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us for now. But be sure to tune in on Sunday morning before that Giants game, 10 a.m. Texans Countdown Live. Mark and I will be out there counting you down to kickoff and then flip back over here to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live, as we are hopefully wrapping up a third consecutive win for the Houston Texans.
Live from New York.
And in the meantime, we're going to leave you with a look at the running of the Bulls, the 5K run. More than 6,000 fans participated in the event right out here at NRG Stadium. Have a great weekend.